More than 60% of posts on teacher supply panels in the Dublin region are vacant, as well as 1.1 post in 10 across the rest of the country, according to the Department of Education figures received by RTE News. The panels were established across the country to ensure a ready supply of substitute teachers to primary schools in their local area. But a significant number of the panels in Dublin are either completely empty or significantly understaffed because of a teacher shortage. I've been getting reaction from the president of the Irish Primary Principals Network, Brian O'Doherty.
Well, the challenge for principals, Brian, of sourcing external substitute cover for teacher absence certainly isn't a new one, but it does continue to be a significant one. And it's an issue that's actually been experienced countrywide. According to the data from the survey that IPPN conducted a few weeks ago, 87% of schools reported ongoing difficulties finding substitute cover for teachers, but that's rising to 98% in Dublin. And one of the measures that was put in place to assist schools in managing this situation was the supply panel scheme to which you referred. And that scheme allows a base school to recruit a small number of teachers to provide substitute cover for a stipulated number of schools, typically about 14 or 15 schools. And then the schools in that cluster then have the facility to call on those teachers on that panel to cover short-term absence. But unfortunately, three issues arise with the operation of that supply panel scheme. Firstly, not every school in the country actually has access to one of the supply panels, although I do have to say that there has been significant improvement in that in recent years. But secondly, and it's the point you were referring to, you know, the operation of the panels is compromised by an inability to staff them. And that's particularly true in parts of the country, because our data tells us that only 9% of schools in Dublin have access to a fully staffed supply panel. Mm-hmm. And I suppose that data is corroborated by the 62% of unfilled posts that's reported, Emma O'Kelly reported on the RTE website.
So what does that mean for a principal on a Monday or a Tuesday morning, with a teacher out, sick perhaps for a couple of days? What does a principal do?
Well, I suppose given the lack of availability of substitute teachers, school leaders are having to manage the situation from within their own resources, you know, and there are really only two practical or workable solutions. One is to divide up the class of the absent teacher and spread those children among the other classes in the school, which means that those children are being supervised but not taught. And that's really not a sustainable solution if the absence of the teacher is more than a day or two. And then the other is to redeploy a special education teacher to teach the mainstream class. And according to our figures, 83% of schools countrywide have had to redeploy a special education teacher. And that has obvious implications for continuity of provision to children with additional needs.
There was, during the pandemic, this provision for banked hours for children who received that special educational assistance. Now that you're calling for that to be reintroduced.
Yeah, well, one of the ways the impact of this was mitigated was to allow schools to bank the unused substitute hours and to use them at a later stage when a substitute was available to compensate for that lost special education teaching time. And what that did, it better ensured continuity of teaching for classes in general, but also was a protection against children with additional needs being further disadvantaged. As you say, that scheme and the facility to do this was discontinued in June, but the reinstatement of that scheme or indeed a similar scheme would assist greatly in managing the current situation.
And more broadly, what do you think could be done to try to get these panels, these substitute panels, staffed again?
Well, the Teacher Supply Forum, which is a forum of all the education stakeholders, is actually being convened this Wednesday. And I've no doubt that the focus of the forum will be on finding longer-term workable solutions to the current shortage of teachers. But obviously, our primary concern is to minimise the impact of this issue and the impact that it's having now in terms of continuity of provision to children, and in particular, those children with additional needs.
And that's Brian O'Doherty of the Primary Principals Network.